Hi, welcome to Shut Up and Listen. Episode 11.
Episode 11.
Cock.
Fuck.
Damn. Shit ass.
I'm Jeff.
And I am Brandon.
I'm also Brandon.
And I'm Jeff.
And Maverick's in the house too. So is Donald Duck, a very dirty, chewed up Donald Duck. And a squirrel chipmunk. I'm not sure what it is. It's got the markings of a chipmunk, but like the tail of a squirrel. So squirrel chipmunk, new species.
Tonight, first of all, what are you drinking tonight?
Oh yeah, we could go with a drink. I went with a southern favorite, the sweet tea over here. And in honor of Nerdfest, I'm using the Star Wars glass. With Princess Leia on the front?
Yeah, with a gun.
Because she's hot. I'll give her my gun.
That means he'd make the coitus with her.
I mean Leia from 1977.
Yeah, or, not now.
Or 80 or 83, but not now. Not now. No, thank you.
I'm going to give you three options. I'm going to do two of them.
Three options. He's going to do two.
For open letters.
Hopefully none involves money or sexual favors. Possibly drugs.
Okay. The kid beauty pageants.
Yeah. That was an option last time, so it's still on the table.
Yeah. Drunk people at IHOP.
Yeah, okay.
Or this lady I really, really hate at work.
Okay, those are always fun. Then I always want to meet these people. Like, I still want to meet Roz.
Yeah.
Does she still work there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I want to meet Roz. I was thinking about that the other day when I stopped by your job, and I just didn't think about it.
The only time you'd see her would be on a Sunday because she works 7 to 4 every day. She works, and she doesn't work Saturdays.
I could swing by on a Sunday. Maybe this Sunday.
I won't be there.
Oh, where will you be?
Nerdfest.
We went there tonight.
Yeah, we saw some interesting people.
Yeah, well, I mean, you gotta expect it. Nerdfest. It was Friday. It's a short day, and so it wasn't very busy. But still, there was pretty good turnout. Saw some good things, saw some bad things.
There were some girls I would totally fuck, and some girls I totally would not
fuck. Totally would not, yeah. There were a few, there was a good She-Hulk, and she could have rescued me. I would have been okay with that. And then there were a couple of female Deadpools that I don't think they could have pulled me from any kind of tragic situation.
No.
They probably would have been busy chomping on a cheeseburger.
Like, I don't know what that girl in all leather, she was high. I don't know what she was, but I would have.
Yeah, it seems like I should know who that is, but she had kind of pale blue skin. She was very nice looking.
Yeah, I would have stuck my penis in her vagina.
Yeah, she could have kept the blue paint on, too.
Yep, wouldn't have bothered me at all.
Sweet tea.
Unless the blue paint, like, infected my enormous penis.
Hey, maybe it could swell up to twice the normal size.
Then I'd have to fuck a blue whale.
Man, yeah. I'd have to buy all new pants.
No, I'd just let it ride.
Just wear sweatpants all the time.
Yep, just rock out with my cock out.
Yep, like right now.
Oh, I've also got grind my gears,
too. Yeah, naturally. Wouldn't be complete. I got a couple. I didn't really prepare much for tonight just because I figured we'd talk about some Nerdfest stuff. I have a couple of things we could talk about, one that's nerd-related.
Why don't I do one of my open letters? We'll talk about Nerdfest. Then I'll do my grind my gears.
Sounds perfect.
And then we'll end with another open letter. Okay. So which two do you choose?
First one I choose is the pageant girls.
Okay.
Pageant girls for 500, Alex.
It's more
motorcycle.
It's more about the parents than the kids.
Oh, that's fine. By the way, that was not me on the motorcycle. That was a different one. We'll save that for another episode where we record live on the motorcycle.
Yeah, I call shotgun.
Yeah, you do.
All right, this is called Kids Beauty Pageants.
I'm excited.
Dear Kids Beauty Pageants, what the hell is wrong with you? Don't kids have enough trouble with appearance as it is, and then you dress them up like zombie hooker clowns? Your kid is going to be in therapy because of you as a parent making dumbass decisions. Why don't parents do their job and make them feel beautiful without a fucking contest? Everyone thinks their kids should win, but in reality, most of the kids are fugly. It doesn't help with you painting their face like Bozo on an acid trip. Nobody likes a stage mom or dad. Your kid will probably grow up and be a complete bitch and become a feminist dyke. There is such a thing as inner beauty. Not that I really care about that.
No, I wouldn't know what it looks like.
Yeah, not that you would know anything about that. You know my ending line on the podcast? You should have listened to the third thing and not reproduce a clone of yourself. Did you lose everything when you were a kid and are trying to make it up through your kid? I don't blame the kids. Parents are the people that shape the child the most. Do your job as best you can, you piece of shit. Nobody is perfect, but don't ruin the kid because of small tits or a little penis. This is Jeff signing off with a go fuck yourself.
Awesome. Wow. Yeah, those little kids, they're scary looking with all that makeup on. It's like freaky.
I'm telling you.
Should not, yeah. It's freaky. like a bad clown or a porcelain doll or something like that. It's weird. Yeah. It's just weird. The whole concept of it's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it. I really don't. And I'm being serious here when I'm saying, why can't they just make them feel all right without a fucking contest?
I mean, I don't understand adult pageants either, Miss USA or whatever. Yeah, so they're hot. Put them in a magazine.
Yeah. Well, I think they do that just so I can eye fuck them and then laugh when they give their, you know, typical answers like, what would you want? World peace.
Yeah, exactly.
Bullshit.
That's my favorite. I did see a fake video of some Miss USA. They ask if school should be taught in, or if math should be taught in school, and it was pretty funny. I showed it to someone, they thought it was real, but it was not. But it's funny. You should goggle that on the interweb.
Goggle it.
Yes, man. So if any of you are listening that does pageants,
you're a piece of shit.
Not bad dogs.
You're a piece of shit.
Yes. Refer to the final lines of the show. Cool. One down. That was a good one. I'm glad I chose that one.
I think you'll really like the one that the lady I hate.
That's the one. The other one I'm going to choose for the end.
I get kind of mean.
That never happens. Yeah. I'll believe that when I see it.
Well, there's one that I'm in the process of writing, and my friend Gertrude Fuckface told me about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's about a 350-pound British woman that's on welfare that lives in public housing for free.
Yeah,
she has two kids by two different fathers, makes roughly $36,000 a year just from the welfare.
Wow, yeah.
And she says she doesn't eat healthy because food that's good for you is too expensive.
Yeah, yeah, that's a pretty good income.
And she thinks that the government should pay her more.
Naturally, yeah. That makes
sense. So be looking forward to that, because I am going to make that lady want to commit suicide.
I hope she's listening.
I hope she does.
I'm excited about that. Will that be next week on the show, or next time on the show?
Yep.
Next time on the show.
And I've also got another one in the process about masturbator, and it's going to be one where even I feel bad about it. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Man, when I saw him the other day, evil.
He's a fucking douche, man. Yeah. I really wish he would get run over.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But okay, we can talk about Nerdfest before I go on a rage.
Nerdfest. What are we looking forward to this week? Well, let's talk about what we saw tonight a little bit, besides the hot and not chicks. We saw a Karate Kid.
Saw Ralph Macchio.
I really wanted to challenge him with some karate. My karate skills are pretty good.
I mean, he's, what, mid-40s probably?
He's got to be, yeah.
He looks about 60.
Yeah, but then again, maybe it's just because the only time I've ever seen him has been in The Karate Kid.
Yeah.
And so that's what I have to compare to.
Which I love that movie. I mean, I like the first two. After that, I'm done. But the first two are okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know about Karate Kid 7 with his great nephew.
Yeah,
there,
I've never seen
whatever the hell.
Will Smith kid. Was that who?
Yeah, they redid the original.
Yeah, boo that. That kid's crazy. Jaden Smith, he is insane.
But the good part is, you can't dismiss Mr. Miyagi because he was awesome, but if they were going to pick someone, Jackie Chan's a pretty good choice.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Absolutely, because the other guy died. They couldn't pick him anymore.
Would have been a weird acting job.
Yeah, I'm putting my shoes up in this drawer so my dog doesn't get them. Because he wants them bad.
Okay, so what else did we see? We saw a bunch of interesting things.
Yeah, we saw Will Shatner. I saw Willie Shatner.
Yeah, I did.
Jeff didn't. He left as soon as he saw Jeff come in the front door.
Well, he knew I was going to kick his ass.
Yeah, he probably had a phaser, though, so.
Yeah, I still would have kicked his ass.
We saw Lou Ferrigno.
He's a big motherfucker, man.
Big. He is huge.
He's like 70 and still ripped.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maverick agrees. He has something to say. Yeah. I mean, it didn't look like, you know, you see guys like Arnold Schwarzenegger who were big and then they just start turning fat. Yeah. Lou Ferrigno was not fat.
No.
He was ripped. We saw.
Who was the hot chick?
Oh, yes. Sarah Underwood.
Man.
Sarah Underwood. Yeah. And she was, you could get her an autograph for, you can get an autograph on a normal picture for $30 or a nude photo for $40. I took that to mean that like she would actually take her clothes off right there and let me take a picture with her, but apparently that's not how it works.
If she's there tomorrow, I'm dead serious. I might get a nude picture.
$40, yeah. And a picture, I'd rather have a picture with her, but I don't know. There was no, she had no line tonight. Like no one was there because everyone's like, oh, we've seen you naked. We don't need this. We don't want a clothed picture of you.
I mean, I got a number 9 to something.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
Might be the best $40 I ever spent.
Can I? Do I get to pick the pose if I pay for the photo op?
If they let me do that, it would be dirty.
It would be awesome, man. There'd be some hair pulling going on.
No, oh, yeah. Who else? Make her wail like a banshee.
Ernie Hudson, Ghostbusters fame.
Yep.
Saw him.
For all the people that don't know, that's the black guy in the original Ghostbusters.
Yeah, the guy that they almost didn't hire. Let's see, who else? Guy from Boondock Saints, the Rocco.
Norman Reedus? Oh, yeah.
Norman Reedus wasn't there at the time. Neither was Sean Patrick Flannery, whatever his name
but
is.
But Rocco was.
Rocco was there. He was looking. He was still rocking the goatee, beard-looking thing.
He had a Cleveland hat on.
Yeah. The city, not the cartoon character.
Yeah. No one likes Cleveland, the cartoon character.
And then there was some... Oh, the one of the guys from Buffy.
Oh,
Buffy.
Yeah, Spike.
Yeah, Spike from Buffy. James Marfer, I think is his name.
There were a bunch of guys that drew comic books, too, but I didn't know who the hell they were.
Yeah, but it just... Yeah, I like that stuff. I like sitting there and watching them draw those things. Like the two guys who were drawing the old Saturday morning cartoon, like Super Friends and He-Man and Transformers.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Just sitting there with markers drawing them, and it's pretty amazing watching them do that. Of course, yeah, I don't know. You talk to comic book people, and they know the artists, like, oh, so-and-so drew this, and the other person pinned it or whatever.
Yeah.
And so I'm sure it means something to them, but I just don't follow comic books. I never really have.
I'm surprised Stan Lee isn't there. He's at every Comic-Con.
Yeah, he gets. Yeah, maybe he's there incognito.
Maybe he was the flabby-looking Spider-Man.
He could have been the flabby-looking Spider-Man or the weird brown skin-tight suit.
With the weird mask with the teeth showing? What the fuck was that?
I don't know what that was. It was kind of freaky. There was an appearance of Deadpool's Frankenbeans.
Yeah.
So someone's Deadpool outfit was a little too tight down there, and they didn't take into account that, so it was kind
and
of
I
funny.
Was like, hey, you can see your dick and balls.
Yeah, so maybe he did it on purpose. Yeah, a lot of characters I didn't recognize. Not a very good turnout of Slave Leia's tonight. Hoping tomorrow is a lot better.
Yeah, and we talked about this on the way out, but we're both going to try to get pictures with just...
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get hot chicks mostly, but if there's some dudes that look gay as fuck or funny, I'll take pictures with them,
yeah,
too.
There was
I don't care.
There was some good... That Wolverine guy, he looked pretty cool. Who was the other guy I saw that was just like, wow, he did a good job. I don't know. Maybe it wasn't actually a character, but he like had a lightsaber, so it could have been just like he made up his own Jedi person, and that was actually pretty cool because he had shield stuff and body armor and stuff like that, and face makeup and scars or whatever, and contacts. It was actually pretty cool. The She-Hulk, I mean, she was smoking, huh?
But so was that, who was that, like Miss Captain America with the body paint only?
Yeah, body. She had like a bikini on, but it was paint like the rest of the Miss, like Captain America. I don't know what you call it. Is there a Miss Captain America?
I don't know. We'll just call her Bitch America.
All you geeks out there, write in and tell us. Yeah, the rest of it was all body paint. That was kind of cool. I guess because there's kids, it's not like she could just...
Who cares?
That's what I say. That's what I
say. If I want to, you know, make the sex with her right there in front of everyone, it should be allowed.
Yeah, I paid for my ticket. I should be allowed to do whatever I want, right?
Yep.
So, yeah.
Like, hey, let me touch your boobs.
Let me do it. I'm a comic book character. We did not dress up. I just want to put that out there. I wore a Hooray for Boobies shirt. Got some attention for that. Got a high five from a chick. That was cool. She asked if we had cocks, and yes.
Yes, we do.
And so then she said, Hooray for Boobies, so I gave her a high five. So.
Yeah, I wore sweats and my old high school basketball warm-up shirt.
There you go.
And a stocking hat.
Yeah, definitely dressed as geek.
Yeah, I mean, I dressed as, I will kick your nerdy ass and steal the girlfriend you don't have.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's another thing we talked about. There should be like, oh, like you should be able to walk around to these nerd guys and be like, I challenge you to a duel for your chick. Because there was a couple where the girl was way too good-looking for the dude.
They were probably just friends.
Could be. Could be just friends. I could just be friends with her, too.
Yeah, I don't care about being friends. I just want to fuck.
Yeah. Could be friends and lovers. We talked about that song last time.
Yeah, we did.
All right. Speaking of nerds, I got this thing. Difference between geeks and nerds. I don't know. I always had it backwards. Like, I thought the geek was the stereotypical, you know, according to my calculations, the geek was that guy. And the nerd was the cool, you know, like us, right?
Right. But
apparently, I had it backwards according to this. The geek traits, you have, you know, someone with a specific niche or interest lifestyle that they have become the expert on. Knowledge can range from mundane to living encyclopedia status. That's kind of us, you know?
Yeah.
Can be pretentious and long-winded. That's like Cordell. Wears ironic t-shirts. I kind of wear those sometimes.
I do quite a bit.
Yeah. interest might include gaming, film, both artsy films and anything Will Ferrell stars in. There you go. Collecting gadgets, tech.
That's bullshit, because everything Will Ferrell stars in, most of them suck.
Yeah. Computer coding, hacking, techno music, screen printing. I'm not much into coding and hacking and techno music and screen printing.
Well, what about if I'm an expert in girl-on-girl pornography? Is that considered?
I think that's geek.
Yeah, because it's a movie.
Yeah, geeks can fall for and marry non-geeks. So there you go. We can, okay. You know, Sarah Underwood. Of course, she's probably a geek and a fan of gadgets. That's definitely me.
Yeah.
Versus a nerd, extreme interest or fascination with academics. Okay. Introverted, socially inept.
That might be me.
Diverse and sometimes impractical skills due to broad interest in games, movies, science, and computers. Interests might include Battlestar Galactica, LARPing. You know what that is? LARPing? Live action role playing?
No.
Look it up. Google it. Second Life. Physics. I like physics, though. Fantasy and sci-fi, which I like fantasy and sci-fi. And computer programming. So there you go. Nerds marry other nerds. It's the natural state of the universe. So there you go. There's a difference. Now you can identify with one or the other.
I guess I'm a geek.
I think I'm a geek with some nerd tendencies, but I'm okay with that. Because if you say something about it, I'm going to do something about it.
Yeah.
Does that sound threatening enough?
Yep.
That's what I thought. So there you go. Nerds, geeks, in celebration of Nerdfest. I'm going to take a drink out of my Star Wars glass.
There's really not much more to it, but we were only there for an hour and a half, or yeah. I was.
Yeah, I was there for about 2 hours. But
so we'll have more on it next show when Cornell joins us and we're there for probably longer and yeah. Have 2 more days worth of material.
Yeah, we'll have a good group tomorrow. My brother, sister-in-law are in town, and then my sister-in-law's brothers are in town. They're going to be going. One of my coworkers might go. My sister might go. So
there's a couple people from my job that are going.
It's going to be one big party. We did buy some patches.
That's right.
Which I thought, you know, I'm a hardcore biker, right? Hardcore bikers wear patches on their leather and jackets and stuff like that. So I, what did I get? I got a Gryffindor patch of the Deathly Hallows, the sign for the Deathly Hallows, and the Star Wars Imperial symbol.
Yeah, and I got Zelda, a Nintendo controller, and the Ghostbusters.
There you go. Now,
and the Stormtroopers.
Oh, yeah, you didn't get the Stormtroopers. Yeah, so now Jeff just needs to get a motorcycle and
and a jacket.
Yeah, and a jacket, so I can continue on with my nerd biker theme.
All right, want to grind some gears?
Let's grind some gears.
All right, here we go, people. These are things that piss me and Brandon off. I can speak for him on most of them, yeah. Not all of them.
Well, if I disagree, I'll speak up.
Okay, goldfish.
Like crackers or actual goldfish?
Both.
Okay, I don't mind the crackers. I can snack on those.
Merpeople.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Prison rules.
Oh, man, no joke.
Butt plugs.
Well, I don't know. I've never used one, so.
Hair plugs.
Yeah.
Plug-in air fresheners.
Oh, see, I have those.
Dry skin.
Yeah.
Crying babies.
Most babies, actually, whether they're crying or not.
Soap on a rope. I like it to fall in the shower, personally.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point, right?
Saltwater taffy.
Ugh.
Iced coffee.
Absolutely.
Speed bumps.
Yeah.
Gravity.
Yeah, suck at gravity.
Dudes that wear assless chaps. Buttery nipples.
Literally.
The smell of tar.
Yes.
The smell of boiled eggs.
Yeah.
Tom Riddle.
Oh, definitely.
Those commercials with abused dogs.
Yes.
I cannot take it.
Sarah McLachlan.
God, what a bitch. Sarah McLachlan.
Soundtrack, yeah.
Coolio.
Coolio.
Jimmy Dean.
Yeah.
Charcoal.
Not to be confused with the James Dean.
Right.
Yeah.
Charcoal.
Okay, yeah.
Birds.
Yeah. I like eating some birds, though.
Clothes with tags that itch.
Yeah.
Pugsley.
What?
Pugsley.
What's that?
Isn't that the boy in Adam's Family?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that. I mean, it's been a while, so I don't remember.
Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Spray can cheese.
Squeeze cheese.
Secrets,
yeah.
Pokemon,
yeah.
Power Rangers.
I tell you what, though, we might see some Pokemon.
Hot Pokemon and, chicks, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Movies that suck.
Yeah.
Colds.
Sometimes I like watching movies that suck just to, like, you know, I don't know, some masochism thing, I'm sure.
Well, I like Roadhouse, and that's a terrible movie.
Whatever, it's good. Roadhouse.
Watermelon Jelly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Sombreros.
That's racist.
Mexican candy? That's even worse. When it's so cold in your room, you don't want to get out of bed?
Chicle.
Where did I stop?
Oh, chicle.
And the last one, pinky swears. It's so funny how many girls want a pinky swear, and I'm like, I will break this. I have no problem pinky swearing and lying about it.
No joke.
And they take it serious. They're like, well, you pinky squared. I'm like, whatever. Well, you gave me the sex. That's your problem.
I didn't sign a contract. Okay. I only have a few. Number one that grinds my gears is the guy, because there's always one guy who's like, it's 32 degrees outside, and he's standing outside like, oh, it's not so bad out here. You know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's not that cold out here. It's like, whatever, you're freezing. Just
yeah, and what goes along with that, how fat guys always wear shorts when it's cold.
It's true.
Why?
It's true.
Does it help your leg movement? Are they so fat that you need the bottom half off?
It's constricting, you know?
Fuck,
maybe they
man.
Can't find any pants in their size.
What are your sweats?
Yeah, exactly. That's a fat person's best friend. Sweatpants.
All right, sorry to interrupt.
No, it's fine. The bank, how when you deposit a check, they always put like a 5-day hold on it or whatever.
Yeah, why?
But they will gladly take my money out of my account right on, you know, right that second. So yeah, that sucks. I got my insurance check today and took it to the bank and deposited it, and it said amount available right now $0. So it didn't even like give me the minimum from that. So now I have to wait for that to clear to put any down payment on
a vehicle
using my insurance money. Sorry, I had to get a drink of sweet tea. Grinds my gears that my boss has not let me take any time off work to go look for a vehicle or even talk to my bank about getting one. So that sucks. Not sure when I'm going to do that. Grinds my gears there wasn't enough slave Leias at the Comic-Con. But I don't want to, you know, we got tomorrow.
I think tomorrow is going to be the big day when everyone dresses up.
Yeah, I think so. Crap, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, well, it probably wasn't a good one anyway. All right, I do have some lubes, though. Well, number one.
Boobies.
Yeah, hooray for boobies. I'm wearing the shirt right now. It lubes my gears that there are hot, nerdy chicks out there, so I might have a chance with one, which would be cool, because then, you know, it's the best of both worlds.
Right.
Because she's probably got a decent personality and likes cool things and isn't high maintenance and uptight and all that. Sweet tea, yeah. I bought some Red Diamond the other day. It's like, why don't I drink this much more often, you know? I do it all the time at my mom's house. My neighbor, he doesn't lube my gears, but he made 10 gallons of chili for work and gave me a couple of buckets of it. Not buckets, but whatever. Tubs, bowls, whatever. And it's really good, so good for him. His chili lubes my gears. Sushi lubes my gears. I tried the new sushi place around the corner. It's amazing. The Rob Lowe
commercials.
DirecTV commercials.
They're hilarious.
Which that I meant to say this in my Grinds My Gears, but Grinds My Gears that they took the awkward nerd one off the air.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Because I call it the People Who Can't Piss Association, got all offended by it or whatever.
I hope it's not a girl.
It's like,
or a guy.
But it's like, get over it.
Yeah.
Now you got a lot of people who are going to make fun of you because you're a part of that association that you actually exist. But yes, the commercials themselves, they lube my gears. I'm going to reiterate the Dot Indian guy in the, was it the AT&T commercials?
Oh, yeah.
It's like I saw the same one three different times within like an hour the other day watching football, and it's just I actually put it on mute because I didn't want to listen to it.
Yeah, which I'm excited. I get to watch football Sunday.
Yes, football. I'm very excited. Although I didn't watch any. Well, I watched. What did I watch last week? I watched the Broncos last week. Sorry, Peyton. That's all I have down here. Okay. You could throw out there Nerdfest. Yeah, glad it's here. Glad it came to Tulsa.
Yeah, it's pretty cool so far. It'll be even better tomorrow, I think.
That's true.
All right, we're doing good on time. We're about where we need to be, so I guess I can bust out the open letter.
I'm always where I need to be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is to the lady at work.
Yeah, that I fucking hate. And we're going to call her Troll Bitch. Because she looks like, you know those trolls back in the day when you used to spin them and their hair would get all crazy?
Yeah, the little pencil topper ones.
Yeah. And let me give a little story here. She has a really crappy tattoo of 3 bullet holes on her neck.
Oh, yeah, that's always good.
Okay, so just remember that as I'm reading this. Hey, you troll-looking bitch. I'm not a big fan. You are dumber than an Asian taking a driver's test. You have bullet hole tattoos on your neck. I wish they were real. You are what people call a triple bagger. There are 2 empty bags and 1 with a gun in it to shoot your ugly ass. The other 2 you just have.
Yeah.
A sex addict wouldn't fuck you. A gigolo wouldn't make the sex with you for money if they were half starving behind on rent. For Halloween, you didn't need to dress up. A mosquito would pass up on you for a crackhead.
Or an Ebola patient.
Your mom tried to put you up for adoption, but the kennel wouldn't take you in. You don't go to the doctor, you go to the veterinarian. A pig looked at you and threw up.
Maverick squeak in this thing.
Call me again at work and give me attitude, and I'll ring up Barnum and Bailey's Circus and get you a job as a sideshow. Or I can call a farmer that will use you to scare birds or animals away. You would probably scare any kids or adults trying to steal an ear of corn or a fucking strawberry. When coming within 20 feet of you, all you can sense is the initials of the first and last name of the current president of the United States. This is Jeff signing off with the go fuck yourself because no one else will.
That's fantastic. I want to meet this person. I want to meet all these people. I've met Masturbator.
Yeah.
Obviously, he hit on me.
Douche, man.
But I would like to meet Roz and this...
Troll bitch.
Troll bitch, yeah. Yes. Sorry about the squeaking. Maverick decided, hey, let's play with this and squeak it. Yeah, I guess he was chiming in for the veterinarian part. Awesome. I really want to meet this person. I forgot I had one more thing.
Okay.
This is from an actual advertisement, I'm assuming in an old magazine, for a suit company. I'm assuming from the looks of the guy, it's probably the 70s. And 23 ways to avoid marrying the girl. I'm just going to read a few of my favorite selections. Here's one. At a really passionate moment, call her mommy. Say that while your mother and father are first cousins, you are perfectly okay. Yeah. Make it a pass at her mother.
What's wrong with that?
Make a pass at her father.
I do see something wrong with it.
Call her at 4:27 a.m. on Sunday morning and ask if she can think of a 12-letter word beginning with A, meaning before the flood. There you go. Ask if she'd mind changing clothes with you. Yeah, that's not a big deal, I guess. Give her a gift of mouthwash. Yeah, that's good. Ask her if she minds you spending one evening a week with your first wife.
What's the problem with that?
I don't see it. Tell her you took out a large insurance policy on all your other wives. Tell her that your python is the cleanest of pets. That has two meanings.
Yeah, it does.
Plant a how to avoid wetting your bed book somewhere around your apartment. Insist that she always walks 3 paces behind you.
I don't see how they'd find that offensive.
Yeah, no big deal. Rent a Rolls Royce Phantom Mark 8, which is a fancy antique car. Take her for, well, it is now. It might not have been back then. Take her out for a ride and ask her if she gets a kick out of doing the town in a stolen car. That's pretty funny. Tell her you owe $83,000, but with her help, you know you'll work it out somehow, someday. And then last one. Say you'd love to get married as soon as you've rid the galaxy of Venusian invaders, naturally.
Well, that's just being considerate.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to do your duty. Duty. Mm-hmm. But it's very funny. I like that. I do like the, just because it's the most awkward one. At a really passionate moment, call her mommy.
Yeah, that would be fucking weird, man.
You might gross yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, I'm done.
All right.
I've got nothing else.
All I've got is the ending line. I guess we can do that.
And then I'm adding my own ending lines.
Okay.
Also, to the end, I'll do mine after yours. I'll just kind of flow right into it.
All
right.
Remember, take care of the human population and have your child spayed or neutered to control the idiot population. If you wonder how to come to that conclusion, then ask yourself these 3 questions. Do they like dumb shows like Jersey Shore or almost any reality show that's stupid as fuck? Do they like stupid music like Nickelback, One Direction, Justin Bieber, Celine Dion, or any other dumbass music? Are you a piece of shit, worthless person? Chances are they will be too. If so, get it done ASAP. If there are any questions, you can contact Brandon or myself on our Facebook page.
Woo!
Get people to like it.
Woo.
We're going to make flyers soon and Woo. Have them up at colleges, and we'll need your help. So contact us on our page if you can put some out somewhere.
Woo.
All right. That's all I got.
And remember, decaffeinated coffee is like buying a hooker who only cuddles. And even more important, remember, 90% of the hands you shake are used for masturbation.
It's true.
Oh. Are we still on?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
All right, later, bitches.
Sorry about that.